Janitor's insurance is what it's sometimes called. A few business consultants even use the unseemly term dead peasant policies. Others refer to them as COLIs for corporate-owned life insurance policies. Whatever they're called, hundreds of well-known companies have taken out such policies to insure the lives of their workers, even their lowest-level workers, and often without the employee's consent. When the employee dies, the company gets a big payoff, tax-free. Scott Mayo says his former employer, CM Holdings, took out that kind of policy on him over 10 years ago. Mayo used to manage one of their Camelot music stores in San Antonio, Texas. He learned about the policy a few months ago when he was contacted by a lawyer investigating a class action suit against CM Holding and another company.
It's kind of shocking, actually. You know, Camelot was supposed to sell records, CDs, and movies to gain their income, not profit from people's death.
Yeah, how did you feel about the fact that the company will benefit from your death to the tune of more than $336,000?
It was something really crooked. It was just dirty pool. I mean, what's to keep them from hiring a hitman and knocking me off? You know, that's probably not likely to happen, but it could, you know, and I've got two children, and why shouldn't they get the benefits of a policy instead of a multinational corporation?
Well, some companies defend the practice. They say that they use the death benefits to fund employee benefits. That doesn't convince you that it could be a useful kind of tool?
No, they're not using it to fund employee benefits. These COLI policies have been used to put money in the back pockets of top executives. And, you know, I didn't see any employee benefits with this company.
Now, this practice is legal in most states, but illegal in Texas, and you're part of a class action lawsuit there. What do you want to get out of that suit?
I just want the practice changed across the country. And the main thing is that I want them to inform employees that these people have policies out on their lives. You need to be able to sign on an insurance policy, be aware of it, and give consent to having a policy put on your life.
Scott Mayo, a former employee of Camelot Music, a subsidiary of CM Holdings. Transworld Entertainment acquired CM Holdings in 1999. A spokesman says the company inherited these policies in that acquisition, but that it does not currently take out similar policies on its employees. Wall Street Journal reporter Teo Francis and his colleague Ellen Schultz have recently reported extensively on corporate-owned life insurance policies. Francis says they are just like conventional whole life policies, which combine a death benefit and an investment component.
Companies benefit in a number of ways, but the primary benefit to most of the companies that have taken out this kind of insurance is the tax breaks that it offers. So what essentially happened is that key man insurance, which has been around for decades, allowed companies to insure top partners or top executives whose death might seriously harm the company. Those in the 1980s transformed into janitor's insurance, in which the company tried to cover as many people as they could in order to multiply the available tax benefits to huge proportions.
And the reason a company wants to do this is because they get a tax break on it. They pay no tax on the gain in value of their investment.
That's right. The gain in value of their investment accrues tax-free. And then when the employee dies, it unlocks the value of that investment. It essentially turns that unrealized gain into cash.
Did the government intend this when it allowed these corporate-owned life insurance policies?
That's a matter of debate. The insurance industry says it did. The IRS and later Congress says that it did not.
About 5 years ago, the government cracked down on this a bit and took back some of the benefits for the policies. Is that correct?
That's right. In 1996, Congress essentially closed the deduction for interest payments on loans taken out against the policies themselves.
But there was still remained a tax-free investment gain and tax-free death benefits, right?
That's right. And as a result, the insurance is still in wide use, just in slightly different forms.
And just how widespread is this practice now? Dozens or hundreds of large companies?
It's almost certainly in the hundreds. There are at least 100 banks that disclose this kind of insurance, and then there are many more that we've found that do not.
And how many employees are we talking about here?
Certainly hundreds of thousands and most likely millions.
Now give us some examples of companies that are still involved in taking out this kind of insurance.
Sure. Many of the companies that still take out what the industry likes to call corporate-owned life insurance or bank-owned life insurance are in fact banks. That's where the big growth industry has been. Most of the big banks you've heard of have it. Bank of America has it but won't disclose details. JP Morgan Chase has it but won't disclose a lot of details. KeyCorp.
Is this practice getting any more scrutiny among regulators or lawmakers at the present time?
It is. Two federal lawmakers have proposed changes. Late last week, Senator Jeff Bingaman of New Mexico said he'll introduce legislation to shut down many of the tax breaks companies still get. And Congressman Gene Green of Texas has introduced legislation requiring that employers tell workers if they're covered by janitor's insurance.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Teo Francis is a reporter for The Wall Street Journal.